Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day. Steve, take us out.
Hey, you know, it's a lot been going on in the news, on social media, and I just want to warn people against some stuff. Be very conscious, folks, as you watch the news or you watch social media. You know, news is not even credible anymore. Like CNN and Fox, I look up on their man, and they've allowed this man to coin this phrase called fake news, and now everybody uses it. Even CNN uses it, and they used to hate it. Fox throws it around whenever they want to lie. They now call the truth fake news. And it used to be the news, you went there to get fact-checked facts. They don't even fact-check on the news no more, hardly. And when they do, they get countered with, that's fake news. And he's so convincing, President Trump, so convincing when he says it, that they now throw it around and they use it as a way to kill the truth. They now call the truth fake news. It has gone into the pulpits of churches now. It is now where, man, you look on social media and you got all these ministers now who have opinions and interpretations of their own. And because they standing in a pulpit, that's supposed to make it okay. Without me saying any names, there's a pastor who is famous for talking about people. And that's an amazing thing, you know. That's an amazing thing to be a pastor. And from your pulpit, you are calling out people's names. And celebrities are just his, he loves celebrities. And other preachers. And the famous line that they always use is what the Bible say. Well, is it what the Bible say or is this your interpretation of what the Bible say? Because why are you talking people and using people as examples? Don't the Bible also say that thou shouldn't judge? Don't the Bible also say that you shouldn't bear false witness against a neighbor? Don't it say that? I've heard so much coming from people who are on the pulpit, who are using celebrities and famous people and other preachers to get their point across, because it's what the Bible say. But the Bible also says that you shouldn't bear false witness. You shouldn't say things about people that's not true. And you shouldn't judge people. But as you stand there talking about the wrongs of everybody else, do you never mention what you've done? Do you ever mention the mistakes you've made? And then there was another preacher that I recently heard who claimed that if you're in a Greek fraternity or sorority, you go into hell. Why? Why? I'm a man of God. I'm a God-fearing person. I've always respected God. I've always respected my relationship with God. most people I know in fraternities or sororities feel the same way. You stand in your pulpit and you say because you are in one of these organizations, you're going to hell. And then you use an interpretation of a scripture about false idols. What idol? What? We ain't got no statues we hold up in honor above God. We don't worship no statues. I don't worship my shield that's in my frat. My daughters don't worship an elephant or a pyramid. They all deltas. My daughters don't worship none of them. My daughters know who their Lord and Savior is. I know who mine is. Y'all got to be conscious, man, with people who have their opinions and their interpretations. It done got out of hand to where now, man, that's why people, man, don't want to go to church sometimes because they going to get judged. So I guess now probably the most famous preacher I know is that's in a Greek organization. I guess it's Jamal Bryan right now. I guess he's a noob. He's probably the most famous preacher that's in a frat. I don't know. But, bruh, he doing some great things out there. Did you call Jamal Bryan and tell him he's going to hell? Did you make the call yet? Did you tell him? Did you inform him of that? Because I'm pretty sure he's thinking the direct opposite. I'm just curious, man. The new minister, bishop that became a Q recently, did you call him and tell him, Bishop Murphy? Did you call Bishop Murphy and tell him, you know, because you joined the queues, you know you're going to hell now. It's careful. Look, man, look. I was raised to think that the pulpit was used to spread the gospel of Christ. That's what I was raised that it was for. To spread the good news and the message and the teachings. I was never taught that you're supposed to tear people down from the pulpit, call people out by name, point out their flaws and their sins and their shortcomings. And usually the people that do that, I don't never see them mentioning none of theirs. So I'm just saying to everybody, be conscious when you're listening to people's opinions and people's interpretation, because they might not really be based on facts. It could be, as they so commonly called it now, that could be fake news too. Those are my closing remarks today. And all of I just said, them was my opinions too. Now, whether you agree with them or not, ain't none of my business. I just told you how I felt about it. Steve Harvey has plans on going to heaven, and he might call me with a purple and gold T-shirt on. I don't know, but my plan is to go to heaven. Tell that next time. Hey, y'all, do yourself a favor. Talk to God today. We'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.